Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 18, and Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 32. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our epistle reading today is from the book of Hebrews, the second chapter. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I hope each of you knows these words by heart. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. We call it the Nunc Dimittis, from its two words in Latin, now come, now depart. It was Simeon's dying song, which we sing at our funerals also. It's the church's bedtime prayer, since everyone who dies in Christ is only sleeping. But most frequently, it is our final communion hymn, as it is today. Just as Simeon received a promise from the Spirit that he would see the Lord's Christ, so we have this promise from Jesus. This bread is my body. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which are given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Like Simeon, we have seen the fulfillment of God's promise. Now you might say that's not quite right. Our eyes don't see anything special in this bread or in this wine. But was it any different for Simeon? He saw a baby brought according to the usual custom by poor parents. Nothing looks impressive or miraculous here. It can only be seen by the word, which is received in faith. And the word makes it so. Faith recognizes and receives its benefits according to that word. The Lord's Supper is about the salvation that God has prepared before all people. The boy in Simeon's arms is named Jesus because he saves his people from their sins. We need more than just an energizer or a coach or a helper because we are helpless. We are dead in trespasses and sins, Scripture says. We are in bondage to sin. This is more than a spiritual energy drink or a tune-up. This sacrament is a thorough rescue from corruption and evil, the condition of our sinful fallen nature. And that is what Christ is as well. He comes to us, and we approach then his table confessing that we need him to save us from our predicament. We aren't getting along fine just as we are. We can't deliver ourselves. But he brings consolation in the forgiveness of sins by his shed blood. And he prepares his salvation before us, and he gives it to us again today because we poor, miserable sinners need it. We need it today. We need it next week. We need it the week after that too. Now, some keep themselves from the sacrament, and some are unable to receive it for a time. And perhaps some feel that they have no trouble, they have no pressing need for it, maybe ever. But even so, the Lord's Supper has been prepared before the face of all people, just as the sacrifice of Christ has been. God knows our need better than we do. And so it is that everything in his Christian church has been ordered so that we daily obtain full and free forgiveness of sins through the word and the sacraments to encourage our consciences as long as we live here. Do not be surprised then that there are Christians who seek this consolation often. They know, like Simeon, that they're not long for this world, whether they're very old or even if they're very young. A Christian endures and waits for the Lord to fulfill his promise. But as they wait, their waiting is an eager anticipation, just like Simeon's is. Woe to us then if we ever put an obstacle in their way because we are cold to the Lord's gifts. But instead, let us see how precarious and fragile we are, because then we too will flee with Simeon and with his earnestness to grasp what our Lord offers for repentance and faith. Now, when Simeon and when I and your pastor and when you sing, "Depart in peace," this is not only a dismissal, but it is also a blessing. This is what Christ's body and blood give also. They give the peace of sins forgiven. Do you believe that? Then say amen when the time comes. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses, and he has made peace between God and man by the blood of his cross. And so his testament declares it to us, and so his body and his blood deliver it to us, that you are reconciled and you are at peace with God. And therefore, there also can be peace among men as well. At last, 40 days after Christmas, we do begin to learn in Simeon's song and in this sacrament again how it is that there is peace on earth, as the angels said, between men who forgive each other and men who cease to war against each other in this endless retaliation and bitterness for imagined offenses, but also for real offenses. And so it is that the Lord's Supper is called among us also the Holy Communion. That means communion with Christ and with God, but also through Christ, mediated communion with our fellow Christians at this altar as well. It's not only appropriate to this altar, but it is necessary to be at peace with your fellow Christians when you eat and drink. Because it really would be profaning this holy meal to keep any of your petty or any of your large or even your justified grievances and still participate in this communion with him who has forgiven each and every one of all of our sins. The Lord has answered for all of them with his blood. And that's what he is giving to us. Finally, then, one more epiphany note is sounded a little late today. Jesus Christ is the light to enlighten the Gentiles, and he's the glory of his people Israel. We are the ones, by the way, who were enlightened. We have received what was not ours by right or by birth or by blood or by kin. And the Lord's Supper, likewise, has no use for entitlement, whether by blood or nationality or family name or hometown or confirmation or church membership. It can only be a pure gift for sinners in need. And the gospel always is this: it is undeserved. And therefore, we do not forget those who are not yet guests at this table, but who are invited, whether they know that they are or not. Christ does not want them to stay in darkness. He certainly doesn't want them to presume to eat this meal while remaining in their darkness. But he absolutely wants all of us together to repent and to believe the gospel, to be of the same mind and at peace. And in this way, then, to come to the feast that he has prepared, just as Simeon went to his death, according to his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.